This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. And joining us today is Chef Patrick.
Yay!
Back in the house.
I'm back!
Lakes Region Community College. Very happy to have him back. And you are listening to The Pulse. That's WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are streaming live from our beautiful studio over in the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester. And here we are. And it is Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, that's funny because I've just realized that.
What? Are you serious?
That is sad. That is really sad. It's been a crazy day.
Okay, yes.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
I sank in the mayo right before I came in here today. That's what I did.
That's so. Okay. It took me about three or four people to tell me happy Star Wars Day yesterday before I got that, too. So apparently I'm just kind of slow.
The force be with you.
Yeah. I may the fourth be with you. Fourth, did you see lots of Facebook? And at first I didn't get it either.
I wasn't alone.
No, you were not. I got it a little later. It took me a while. I'm like, why are they doing that?
My daughter had to explain it to me. She's obsessed. She's 8 years old. She's obsessed with Star Wars.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cool because it was back when we were, you know, but then the kids now, though, really. Are into it.
So is this a new thing or do they say that every year? Because I've never heard it before.
No, this is a new thing for my daughter. She, and you know, so we, I started her off with, okay, these were the first ones. We showed her the originals and then, you know, went back and then I just created a monster from there. Now it's everything Legos is going to be for Star Wars. Oh, yeah. We went to Legoland the other day
and so cool.
Yeah, I got her doing chores now. She's 8 years old. She does the dishes every day because she wants to earn money to build the whole Lego set for
because those Legos are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Expensive. Yeah, the whole set was like $90.
Yes.
And I'm like, you can have it, but you got to do X, Y, and Z for it. So she's on it. But don't touch those dishes. Then she starts yelling at me like, well, how many coffee mugs are you guys going to use? You know, it's like crazy.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So yeah,
she's, nothing wrong with a little responsibility.
No, I'm trying to start it early, you know.
So. Of course. Eight years old. A great work ethic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, So I'm trying to do it with my soon to be 13-year-old here pretty soon. I look at her, I say, you know, I had a job when I was 13 years old. So she's looking at her.
I did too, peeling potatoes at my dad's restaurant.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah.
My boys just had their first hired a job by somebody, a local neighbor put up a sign looking for somebody to pay, which blows my mind, $15 an hour for a student to help stack wood. I said, guys, you need to get on that because you're never going to get over that again at your age. Well, he just said student, anyone.
Oh, yeah.
So my boys are 12 and 14, and they went over and they worked so hard and so fast that they racked out a whole whole cord of wood in 45 minutes, and he paid them each $20.
That's great.
And then they went back to do the second cord a week later. And same thing, probably 40 minutes, and gave him each $20 again.
That's nice.
I said, don't get used to that, guys.
You know what? If I used wood, I mean, I would pay that all day long. I would not want to split wood.
Right.
I would not want to stack wood.
Yeah.
You know,
yuck.
I would pay that. You know, just like in the wintertime, I have neighbors, and I said, I look over, and the two boys, and they're you know, older than my daughters, you know, but they're, you know, they're in teens, they're young teens. And we had all that snow to shovel off the deck, and I said, hey, come on over. I said, I'll pay you $30 a piece to start shoveling. So worth it to me.
You know? Absolutely. And I told the boys, I said, you know, it's good to make relationships like that because they'll hire you for other jobs and stuff around the house. And the gentleman told both the boys they did such a great job that if they ever need a reference for someplace that they can call him.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
See,
so they had their first job.
That's awesome.
Of course, the money is gone.
Well, that's okay.
Doesn't
too.
Last very long.
Well, with it being Cinco de Mayo, the town of, the city, I should say, of Manchester turns into a big block party tonight.
Is it tonight?
It is.
Oh, I was wondering. I'm like, look, I was driving in today, and I said, is there anything going on for us?
You know, so it starts at 4.
Have you not been to the taco tour?
No, I've not. And we talked about this last year at the same time.
We did. It is, they call it the world's biggest taco tour. And this year they have 47 participating restaurants, which is really, really cool. And what happens for listeners that don't know a whole lot about it, but all of the restaurants that are participating they all choose, we all choose a charity of choice. And the people that attend the Taco Tour, and it doesn't cost you to come to the Taco Tour. You just come, you know, come downtown. You'll see the lines. You'll see the people. You'll see everything. And you pay $2 per taco. So, you know, it's an inexpensive price. And you get to, you know, just walk around. It's going to be a little chilly, but hopefully the rain is going to hold out.
I just checked the weather, and it just says like 10% rain. So mostly cloudy. So
good.
Should be good.
$2 per taco, so I should bring 40. Right?
Yeah.
$40.
I mean, people.
Yes. Just for myself.
Last year, J Dog. Hi, J Dog. J Dog's in the house today, too.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes.
Cinco de Mayo.
How many did you have last year?
It's close to 20.
20 tacos. Now, are they different kinds?
They're all different kinds. Everybody does a whole different kind.
Yeah.
So, Red Arrow Diner, we're doing a dessert taco this year. Our charity of choice this year is Girls at Work, and I'm so. Excited to be partnered with
close
them.
To my heart.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful organization. And you can check them out at girlswork.com. girlswork.org. Sorry.
Yes, .org. That's what I was
going to say. girlswork.org. Sorry. Yep. And what we need you people to do out there today is you can go to hippodemayo.com and go to the voting, and then it's going to say vote here. It's not open yet, but you'll see it when it's open, which will be open at 4 o'clock. It'll be open till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and each device can vote up to 5 times.
Mm.
So all of you out there, program your phones, and you got to vote for Red Arrow Diner, because if we win, we get the hippo gives us $1,000 to give to our charity of choice. Now, what I always do, in addition to that, our profit goes to Girls at Work anyway. So go to the Red Arrow, buy your tacos. And you know what
else? Another special thing.
There is another very special thing at the Red Arrow Diner tonight at 4 o'clock. The first 100 tacos are all paid for. But you know, we kind of put a little twist on that.
Twist. I did.
And that's actually my girl up in my office came up with this. But the first 100 tacos are courtesy of Shelly Walcott of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, which I used her spice blends last night for dinner. We can talk about that later. But so what we're doing, we thought, let's just do a little twist rather than, you know, not just saying your first, because it is going to charity. So we said, you buy two and your third one is free courtesy of Healthy Solutions.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that we get more money towards Girls at Work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's great.
So that was really nice of Shelly to do that. So I thank her for that. So, and you know what, we have a packed show, like I say, just about every week. Literally, you know, Chef Patrick's in the house.
Yes.
We have Donna that is on the line and ready. After her, we have our food blogger, Linda Thompson Ditch.
Miss her.
I know, out in Kansas. She's going to talk about some storm chaser drinks. That's kind of cool. You can check out her blog at thereandbackagainfood.com. And then top of the hour, we're going to be joined with Alan Vonderhoff. He is an author. He wrote the book. I don't know. He's familiar here with Food for Thought. He wrote Searching for Mary. And his brand new book, he's doing a book signing tonight at the Copper Door, Searching for Margarita. And then towards the end of the show, we'll be joined with MHP, Michael Helpley Pierce. So let's get right on and let's get Donna on. Hi, Donna from Delaware. How are you?
All right now. You know I'm in the house.
We always know when you're in the house,
yes,
Donna.
Yes, I am. So I got my sombrero on, and I got my Corona cupcake in my hand because you know I can't have the beans. And I got a bag of Takis. Now, y'all going to have tacos with Takis? Y'all know what Takis are?
No.
Nope.
How y'all not know what Takis
Chef
are?
Patrick, do you?
I'm going towards shiitakes.
I bet you every Spanish-speaking kid knows what Takis are out there. Takis is Doritos on crack. I'm serious. You got look it up. Takis,
you might have to elaborate on that, Donna.
Takis are Doritos on crack. They are like the best. They are the crunchiest. If you put some Takis down and some taco meat, y'all got something going on. See, that's what I gotta make. Takis. Takis
okay.
with some taco meat.
It's the first time I've heard about them.
All you right. ever heard of Takis?
No, I've never. I want to try these Takis now. I'm interested. I'm in.
You're gonna be hooked.
I know. I'm already hooked.
You're not going to want Doritos ever again because you're going to want Takis.
talkies.
Donna, so you say you're wearing a sombrero. I would like you to take a selfie, and I want you to send it to me.
I'm going to take it because, you know, I got a sombrero. You know I got a sombrero.
I am sure that you do, but I would like to post it. So you need to snap a pic.
You crazy. You funny.
We're drinking sombreros here.
And look, wait, y'all giving away tacos and all kinds of things. Y'all ain't sitting under Delaware. What's up with that? That's all right. Let me get into it. Y'all ready?
We are ready.
All right, here we go. Well, it's that time of the year that we recognize women. That is mothers, Mother Nature, the mother load, and mommy dears. I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. And thanks to Tupac, dear mama, because you are appreciated. Mother-in-laws or outlaws? I wasn't blessed with a mother-in-law, but I had lots of aunties and older cousins that were great mom figures and great surrogate grandma. In fact, I lost both my grandmas before the age of 22. So Mommy Donk was an excellent fill-in. She was my dad's older sister. And she and Big Donnie, her husband, was married for over 60 years, and they had 8 kids. Woo, child, she needed some talkie, something. Anyway, she was very talented seamstress. She made both my prom dresses, not to mention she could cook and bake her tail off. She never forgot our birthdays, and she always baked us our favorite dessert. My daughter loved her apple dumpling. So, last summer, I went to go visit her and Big Donnie in a nursing home because they were placed in there due to poor health. And I was able to thank her for all she had ever done for me, and I was able to get her apple dumpling recipe. Last October, she died peacefully in her sleep at the ripe age of 84. The recipe of the week, Mommy Dumps Drunken Apple Dumplings, is my inspiration and dedicated to my auntie, Dorothy E. Greenwich, who must have known wine is fine, but liquor is quicker. Because if you had to deal with that many crumb snatchers, you're going to need a little drink. Here's what you need. If you got more apples than Trojan, this is what y'all need. You will need, for the filling, you need 4 Granny Smith's apples. You'll need 1/4 cup of brown sugar. Mommy don't use white sugar, but I made it my way, so I use brown sugar, baby, because I'm brown. Anyway, you'll need 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. We're going to use the Mexican cinnamon, Tracy. Ding, ding, ding. You're going to also use 1/4. You're going to use 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. You're going to use 2 tablespoons of vanilla. You're going to need 1/2 cup of water. That's for your filling. Now, for the crust, you're going to need 2 1/4 cups of flour. You'll need 2 teaspoons of baking powder. You'll need 1 teaspoon of salt. You'll need 1/2 cup of chilled shortening. Vegetable shortening, you'll need, and I also, she used Crisco all the way, but I put some butter in here. I used 1/4 cup of chilled butter. I used 1/4 cup of milk and 1/4 cup of water. I mixed that together. Now, for the bourbon sauce, y'all know I used Jim Beam, because you know it was strong, and it was apple flavor. So, you'll need 1 cup of white sugar. You'll need 1 tablespoon of honey. You'll need 4 tablespoons of bourbon, but I went ahead and used 1/4 cup, because I wanted to taste that bourbon. Because it burned the alcohol off. You'll need 3/4 cups of heavy cream and 1 teaspoon of fine salt. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to peel and core those apples, and you're going to place them in a bowl with lemon juice. And then after that, you're going to mix your brown sugar, your cinnamon, your nutmeg. Set that aside. Now, here's how you're going to make your crust. This is how I did. In a large bowl, I sift together my salt, my flour, my baking soda, and I placed it into the blender because I love my ninja because I don't want to do all that crumbling. And I didn't have a pastry cutter. And then I placed in butter and shortening, and I pulsated it until it was crumbling, looked like little peas. So then I poured that back into the bowl, and then I mixed in my 1/4 cup of water, chilled water, and my 1/4 cup of milk. And with clean hands, because you know you can't have dirty hands, then I mixed it and I placed it in a bowl. I placed them in a bowl. And then I placed that in the fridge, and I preheated my oven for 400 degrees. Now, here's how I made that bourbon sauce, because I made it last night. I took a medium saucepan, and I added the sugar, the honey, and the bourbon. And over medium to high heat, I cooked it. I didn't even stir it. And then after I achieved that dark brown color, I poured in my cream in the center. I waited until it calmed down, and I removed it from the stove. I quickly whisked it in my salt and kept blending it together until it was smooth and creamy. I set that aside. Nana went ahead. After I got my dough out, I broke it up into four places, placed one ball on wax paper, and I rolled it out and made my square. I placed my apple in the center, and then I filled it with cinnamon and sugar mix. I folded each corner in one at a time, so it covered my apple. Then I placed it in a greased baking dish, and repeated the process until I had all my apples covered. Once I had all my dumplings ready, I placed them. I placed a half a cup of water and the vanilla, and I covered it with foil, and I baked for 1 hour. Next, I took them out, and then after I took them out, I uncovered them, and I poured my bourbon sauce at the bottom of the pan and dumped my dumplings back in to brown for about a half an hour. Now, you go and enjoy Mommy Dump's Drunken Apple Dumplings, because 8 sure is enough. Can't.
Whoa.
Wow. Gotta get a video on that, you know?
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be awesome. We should create that.
You know? Video tape, man. You think I'm ready for it? You think I'm ready for
television? Oh, my gosh. Donna. That would be a fantastic idea.
That would be good.
As she talks, I do picture her in the kitchen because I have seen that before, her in the kitchen cooking.
No, and but you had to clean it up.
you could totally do that on YouTube. You film yourself doing it on YouTube. We could have like a video.
We'll post it right to the website.
Y'all put me in here back in a whirlwind. But she gave me her recipe, and I appreciated it because I knew that was the last time I saw her that summer.
Nice.
I was like, I waited for the recipe because I know Mother's Day was coming, and I was dedicating it to her because, you know, you always got those special people in your life that you really appreciate. So I really appreciate everything she did. I had to send y'all pictures of my prom dress because she made all of them. So she was a fabulous lady and an excellent cook. She could make some banging chicken and dumplings, too. My daddy had his own bowl that she would Tupperware. Tracy, do you know about Tupperware?
I do. I think everyone does. I do, yeah. I'm old enough for that.
You old enough for that? What else are you old enough for?
we're not going to go into that.
You're not going to go into that? But her recipe was very basic, but I wanted some bourbon. So I found a bourbon sauce, and I made it last night. So I'm going to send y'all the pictures, and I'll make sure that they are posted. But I did make them last night, and you know they was bubba banging, Trace.
All right, and I want a picture of you in your sombrero.
I'm going to send you the picture of my sombrero.
All right.
I'm on my way out of here, so I want to shout out my mom, Shirley M. Earl, who is the best mother in the whole wide world, and a new mom, Zaquasha Davis. Now, remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And I'm sending air kisses to heaven because I had the best godmom, Betty Thompson. So y'all go out there, get y'all sombrero on, get y'all eat as many tacos as y'all can for me because I'm trying to get it right and get it tight. And also, I'll see y'all soon because y'all know Don's on her way up there. Love y'all.
Happy Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Donna.
My. Okay. We are going to break right now because we need to take a short break. And then Linda, I believe, is ready from Kansas. So let's go. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Chef Patrick's in the house today. And we're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
I need my sombrero. I'm dancing.
Right? We need Donna here.
Now I'm in the mood. Where's my margarita?
Right? We need a margarita. Oh, dear. Welcome back, Food for Thought. Carol and Tracy, Chef Patrick's in the house. And, you know, like we just said at the break, Blast from the Past, we have Chef Patrick back. You've been gone for a little while. Busy with school.
What I was been doing, I've been walking around. I went into a depression that wasn't here, and I was like all by myself. And I was walking around, and you know, but now I'm fine.
So okay. Well, we missed you.
Yeah, well,
we definitely did
miss you. I was like,
definitely did.
I wish I knew how to quit you. You know, so it was crazy. Yeah.
And then we have Linda Thompson-Ditch.
I know.
As well,
that's another
Blast
one.
From the Past. So welcome back, Linda, foodblogist. there and back again, food.com. She has a great blog, great pictures. Love it. So welcome back, Linda. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be back. You know what, though? After listening to Donna, I feel like I need to go take a nap.
We always feel like that.
Boy, that's She's talking, awesome. Talking, talk fast. It was great.
Funny.
Keeps it lively for us.
Yes, she does, doesn't she? I missed you guys. How you been?
I know. Very good. Just been busy and plugging away and, you know, that's about
getting
it.
Getting married and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Kansas?
Well, today's storms. A sunny day, but we've been having storms all around. Last week we had a good round of storms that came through, and I guess there's supposed to be some more on Sunday. So, yep, it's thunderstorm season and tornado season again. So,
I grew up in Oklahoma. I know about tornado season.
Oh, gosh, they've been rocking and rolling down there even more than up here. It's been crazy down there, so... But, the tornado sirens actually went off for the first time last week. There's one, I live in downtown Topeka, and there's one on the building right next to me, so we hear them when they go off. So luckily no tornado came from it, but it was quite the storm front that came through, and I thought, well, you know, what better than watching a storm out a window and drinking a cocktail? So.
Watching tornadoes go by, you know?
Yeah, watching the tornadoes go by. Well, luckily not just something. I do like a good lightning show as long as nobody, I always have to put the caveat, as long as nobody gets hurt, you know?
Right.
Oh, I love to sit on the porch and watch lightning. Love it.
Oh, I love when the storm rolls in. And here versus, you know, in New Hampshire, you get the storms, but with so many trees, you don't really see them coming as much. Where here, you can look way off in the distance, mm-hmm. and you can see that storm heading towards you. And you can just watch it kind of come on in and come on over. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. So, but I thought, well, there's got to be some cocktails out there that, you know, have a storm theme. So I Googled storm theme for cocktail, and I found one, believe it or not, from in a magazine in Great Britain, in the UK. And it was one of those, you're shaking the shaker in the martini glass. And I like ones, you know, I like big cocktails and they're on ice, you know, something to enjoy. So I tinkered with it a little bit and came up with one to put on the blog called Storm Chaser. So to watch while you're chasing storms, you know, not when you're riding. So people out here, they'll go driving, they'll go sit in the yard, they'll just watch them come on by until it gets too hairy, and then they'll go inside.
So to clarify, we shouldn't be drinking while we're chasing the storms if we're driving in a car, right?
That's right, yes.
Maybe on a bicycle.
Yeah, the cocktail's only meant for when you're sitting stationary at home or on someone's porch. You know, have a storm party. I mean, invite everybody over. You know, down in Florida, they have hurricane parties, so why not have a thunderstorm party, you know?
There you go. Yeah,
they can drink the cocktail hurricane. That's what, you know, there is a cocktail called the hurricane.
That's exactly right. So when you're here, when you know a good thunderstorm's coming up, you have people come over and you have a storm chaser or the other cocktail, the dark and stormy.
Dark and stormy.
Yes, Bermuda. Mm. Yeah, Bermuda. Yeah, so we go to Bermuda every year with the students, and that's one of the big things with the dark and stormy, the rum and the ginger beer.
Rum, ginger beer with a squeeze of lime in it. And the storm chaser is actually spice rum, so like a Captain Morgan's kind of rum. And ginger ale with a squeeze of lime. So,
very similar.
They're so much similar, but I like them both. But the dark and stormy is a little more potent because of the ginger beer instead of ginger ale. But they're both really good, and they're fun. Yeah, you can just sit back and watch the storm clouds come through. It's a lot of fun.
Very good.
We're gonna have to do that right now. I mean, it's not storming yet, but maybe we could just sit
outside. Cloudy, we can pretend.
You know? Where are the tacos at?
It's raining there, right?
Yes.
It's pretty dreary, which is too bad because tonight is the world famous taco tour by the Hippo.
I know. People just put on, you know, get your umbrellas. Put on, you know, New Hampshireites go out in any kind of weather, right? Yeah.
I think so.
If you didn't go out in bad weather, you'd never go out because with the snow.
True. This is true.
Hey, I had shorts on today, and it was 52 degrees, so, hey, it's fine, you know?
Hey, that's a heat wave in New Hampshire this time of year, right?
No kidding.
Every day I go out for a run or a bike ride this week, and I keep saying to myself, though, when is spring going to come? Because I don't feel like spring is here yet. Cold and wet and
yucky.
It almost
like the better when it dumps snow and then all of a sudden it just left and all of a sudden there it is. Yeah. No, this is just...
I remember when I lived there and there was snow on the ground for Mother's Day. There were still patches of snow on the ground on Mother's Day a few years ago. So, yeah. Well, you guys got snow last week, right?
A couple weeks ago.
I was going around telling people, yeah, my friends in New Hampshire have snow. And it's like 70 degrees here. They're like, are you kidding? I'm like, nope. It's snowing there.
You know what? I just realized, I don't think I've ever realized this before either. I thought that kind of the sun just, you know, the whole East Coast was, you know, the same time frame. So the sun would be the same. The daylight would be the same. It is brighter in Florida at the same time during the day than it is in, you know, in the evening than it is in New Hampshire.
Definitely.
I didn't realize that. I just thought, you know, as the sun traveled, you know, east to west that it was the same time. It's not. So we actually have shorter days, too, than anybody in the same time zone.
I love it during the summertime when it's, like, still light out at 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, you know. And, you know, it's still, it just seems, I hate it in the wintertime when it's, like, getting dark at 3:30. Oh, some of the days was, like, 3:30. I was crazy. Just like, this is ridiculous, you know. So.
Yeah, if it's a cloudy day, it can get dark really early there. But, yeah, it's that northern latitude that will get you every time.
Linda, can you try to change that for us?
We need more sunshine.
Can we get everybody to lean to the north or south? Tilt the earth a little bit more so we get a little more sun, right?
Yes, please.
Well, Linda, we only have like a minute left, so let's talk a little bit about your blog and where people can find you.
You can find it at There and Back Again Food, and it's www.thereandbackagainfood.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, and you can find me on Twitter at Linda A. Gitt on
Perfect.
Twitter.
Well, good. Well, I hope you're going to have a taco or a margarita or a storm chaser or dark and stormy today.
Absolutely. You've got to celebrate the Cinco de Mayo. I'm not Mexican at all, but I'll celebrate any holiday that rolls around.
Great to talk to you again.
I missed you, Linda.
Oh, yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. You take it easy.
All right, 2 weeks, we'll be talking again.
I'll be back.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Chef Patrick's in the house, and we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.